Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
I'm Matt Salee, Energy Portfolio Manager at Tortoise. Don't look now, but MLP's actually posted a positive week. Unfortunately, I can't say the same for the first quarter, where MLP's got off to an early lead only to turn the ball over to broad market volatility and then get dunked on by FERC. Well, thankfully, we still have plenty of game left, and it is Easter Monday, so I'm feeling good about a comeback story, if you know what I mean. The positive side of the market action is inbound call volume has spiked with investors looking to allocate capital, especially from insurance and family office money. Hey, who doesn't like a 9% yield? Shifting gears to last week, the big theme in energy was consolidation, where there were two deals, including one midstream simplification, which was widely expected, and a Permian E&P consolidation. Both deals represent a sign of the times that management teams are taking steps to improve equity cost of capital, enhance capital returns, and improve governance to highlight the value of their assets. So let's hit the details. On Monday night, I was going through emails, as I often do when the rest of the Salee family is busy watching The Voice, and a press release came through from just down the road in good old Leawood, Kansas, that Tallgrass Energy had announced an agreement between its GP and LP for a consolidation transaction which will eliminate its incentive distribution rights, preserve the current LP-level distribution, aka no stealth cut, and leave the combined entity with 1.2 times distribution coverage. It should be noted that the management team announced on February 7th that they were considering a consolidation transaction, which caused the LP to outperform the GP by about 20% leading up to the deal's actual announcement, which resulted in no premium to the prior night's close. And this was the main pushback on the deal. However, if you were already long the stock, it worked out pretty well. Plus, you got an additional pop in both securities following the announcement. Overall, a pretty good outcome in my view. Moving on, Wednesday morning, Concho Resources announced it will acquire RSP Permian in a deal with an equity value of $8 billion, a 29% premium to RSP's prior close. I told you these energy companies are cheap. This creates the largest pure-play Permian E&P, and the industrial logic makes sense to us. It's worth noting, management expects $2 billion in present value of capital efficiencies and $60 million of annual overhead savings. But we always like to do our own work and take these estimates with a grain of salt, as management teams have been known to take some liberties. That said, one thing is for sure. We think Concho and RSP are both top-notch operators, and we do not doubt the quality of the acreage that RSP brings to the table. Moving on. While clearly the energy market has pretty much stunk since 2014, let's take a step back and see what last week's deals demonstrate. Tallgrass went public in May of 2013 at $21.50, paying an annual distribution of $1.05. At this point in time, oil was $100, natural gas was $4, and the MLP index was trading inside a 6% yield. Oh, those were the days when life was simple and anybody calling themselves an MLP manager could gather some assets and make pretty decent returns. Fast forward to today. Oil is around $65, natural gas is $2.70, and the MLP index is sporting a 9% yield. Well, as of Thursday's close, Tallgrass has produced a 130% total return since its IPO and is paying a $4 dividend. Oh, and that other deal I mentioned, RSP, it's produced a 140% total return since its IPO in January 2014. Oil was $100 per barrel then, too. These names were two of our biggest bets in our midstream and energy value chain strategies, respectively. The point of all my rambling here is to demonstrate that our portfolio companies have great value and can produce very nice returns, even in a tough commodity tape. You just need to make sure you own the right names, and sooner or later, something will lead to the market recognizing that value. I'll finish up with some organizational thoughts. Since the FERC income tax allowance news, there's been a ton of discussion on whether we will see more MLPs convert to corporations. We've touched on this in prior podcasts, but we think the answer is yes. Why am I bringing it up again? Because last week, we saw two partnerships announce they are electing to be taxed as a corporation to touch a broader investor base. Now, to be fair, both companies were small upstream MLPs, but they are data points. Add to this the Tallgrass roll-up, which results in the LP going away and a corporation remaining. So how did the three names trade? The average return post-announcement for those three names was a positive 8%. So do I think all MLPs are converting to C-Corps? Hopefully. Seriously, though, we like midstream assets and don't really care whether they are MLPs or corporations, but I would note that we believe it still makes the most sense to be an MLP and not pay entity-level tax. I know I personally don't like paying taxes. Take OneUp for an example. It was one of our biggest positions when they had an MLP, and it still is now as a C-Corp. And just to be clear, I'm not predicting widespread conversions, but in a few instances, we do expect some more roll-up transactions. I'll leave it there for now. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.